This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A federal appeals court has ordered the EPA to reconsider Colorado's plan to limit smog and acid rain. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The Environmental Protection Agency approved the state's plan in 2019, but late last year, the agency asked the court to undo that approval after a lawsuit filed by the environmental group, the Center for Biological Diversity. That lawsuit argued the state's plan did not properly consider air pollution in Colorado that affects states downwind. It also said the state lacked legal authority to control agricultural pollution, a big source of smog and acid rain. The EPA will now address those concerns and others raised by court rulings on similar issues in other states. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Home sales in Metro Denver hit a record.
The average price of a house in Denver climbed about 8% to more than $500,000 last year. That's according to a new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Low interest rates and a lack of available homes for sale are driving demand, even as the pandemic upends the economy.
CPR's Sarah Mulholland. Water flow in the Animas River near Durango has dipped to its lowest level in more than 100 years. The Herald reports the day after Christmas, the flow was lower than the record set in 1913. Like much of the state, southwest Colorado is facing exceptional drought. 41 degrees in Denver, 42 in Colorado Springs, 27 in Vail, 32 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.